This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Boxes are hurriedly shifted into place as students await their cue. Okay.
Do some free. Start with some freeze, okay?
Coach Elizabeth Stephenson instructs the practice, and the students jump eagerly into a scene. The eight students, engrossed in an atmosphere of creativity and spontaneity, are part of Grant Park High School's improv team. These practices improve teamwork and develop critical thinking. These skills are fundamental, explains improv team member Eva Rice, and even apply to life off the stage.
You learn how to think on your feet and like problem solve in situations and interact and how to kind of like react to different like emotions and situations. And like, I mean, this is like personal, but I want to be like a lawyer, right? And so for me, I feel like improv is like great, to, like a great skill to have for like a courtroom.
The team can also count themselves as winners, taking first place in the Manitoba Regionals back in February. As a newer team, Asher Roan says he is still shocked by their achievement.
I thought that we would get second, but we didn't. And just the rush of feeling that like, oh my God, I can't believe we won was so amazing and I'll never forget it.
As one group ends their scene, another quickly fills their place, taking only a moment before they throw out ideas.
Hey, you stole my pink watermelon plushie.
Even when a scenario doesn't work out, the rest of the team laughs in encouragement, reinforcing that even if something doesn't work out, they should keep trying. This is something Rhiannon McNair appreciates.
I mean, we're all such great friends. Improv is something to be enjoyed, and it's so fun, and I get to hang out with all these great people all the time.
Josh Goodman says the experiences the team has created together are not something he will soon forget.
Having fun with my friends, and like some of the scenes we create are just so like absurd and funny, they get called back to like later on in like completely different scenes, and you remember that stuff for a long time.
Even for those who are new, the experiences have been memorable. What started as a passive curiosity for Anna Solomon pulled her in completely.
I would just join them sometimes. Like, I'd walk in the door for a drama room once. I just came in here not knowing, like, just to grab something, and they were like, oh, it's improv. So I stayed and I watched at lunch, and then one day they were like, yeah, you're part of the team now. So I liked it.
For many of these students, improv has changed them, granting new perspectives on life. James Estabrooks found it's helped him in his studies and provides a place to control chaos instead of being swept up in the maelstrom of what cannot be controlled.
We have growing anxiety in the world. And to take away at least some of the conversational anxiety and the getting away from phones and just like always texting people kind of things. And I think it helps a bit with that.
Stage fright, whatever, just as younger, I never wanted to be on stage, but I don't know, like.
Explains Susanna Rossin.
Something about like the comfort with the group made me more okay with it than I would be like practiced lines on stage. And like, it's not specific things that you need to fit into. It can just kind of be whatever in the moment that fits the scene. There's less like pressure on it.
Aaron Babiuk-Frost agrees.
It's great to think on the spot and to come up with all of these ideas in your head. It's a good way to release like stress or like any emotions. It's good to just release in improv.
Assistant coach Kyle Gerbrandt, a former improv team member himself, has been amazed at the growth of the students.
Just noticing, especially from the people that were on the team last year, I've noticed so much growth in basically all forms of their acting. They've just gotten so much greater with especially like just making their offers and being big, bold characters, which is such an important thing in improv. And I'm just like so proud and happy for all of them.
Coach Stephenson initially hesitated to start a competitive team, but has seen how the team has grown in the art and themselves.
No, I told you to stay away.
She says the team is dedicated and ready for their next big challenge, nationals, practicing and fundraising as they prepare to head to Ottawa for the National Festival and Tournament, April 16th to 19th. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.